Hey anime fans, are you tired of searching online for your favourite anime? Well, introducing Crunchyroll. With thousands of titles, ad-free streaming and new episodes weekly, it's your ultimate anime destination. Sign up now for your free trial using the link in the episode description, the show notes, where you'll find a whole world of anime to dive into, introducing new ones to you, new fan favourites or pop culture hits such as Demon Slayer, Attack on Titan, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, One Piece and a whole lot more. Dive into Crunchyroll where anime lives. Hey fellow anime lovers, my fellow weebs, are you looking to add some flair to your collection, your everyday style, be it casual, dressed up or whatever? Then check out Chibi Weeb merch on Etsy, my Etsy shop. Down in the description you'll find a link to the shop where you'll find adorable anime enamel pin badges, cool stationery and a whole lot more. We've got your anime obsession covered and we're based in the UK but we ship worldwide. Shop now down in the footer and let your inner weeb shine with Chibi Weeb merch. That's Chibi Weeb merch on Etsy, your go-to for all things anime accessories. Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast, your one-stop shop podcast for all things anime, manga, weeb culture, and everything that kind of fits into that kind of genre, I guess. It's been a busy week, a lot has gone on this week, and this week has revealed the new cover for the podcast. I'm sure you'll have noticed as you clicked on this episode, have you kind of seen your shows refresh wherever you find your shows, and it's awesome. I kind of like it. I'm loving it. It's still kind of getting used to. I've had the purple look to the podcast since the very beginning. But I'm kind of really happy with the podcast cover now. We've got a lot of input from Instagram, from TikTok, from all the kind of sources where we could vote and have everyone have their input on the podcast show. So really, really happy that we've had some, I've had some community input with the podcast and how you guys want it to be showcased, what you want your show to look like, I guess. So that's really, really great. We've also this week started a new affiliation with Crunchyroll. So that is absolutely great. So I partnered with Crunchyroll to kind of work together, I guess. Work together to discover these shows and share this anime that we all love, we all kind of grew up with and continue to love because the fad never ends, obviously. So yeah, really excited about that partnership. So very, very cool. I'm very excited about that. But again, that's enough of that. So this week, it's coming up to Easter. It's coming up to April Fool's Day this weekend. So Easter Monday of the time this recording and going out is Easter. Is it Easter Monday? Technically is the name for the holiday. So it's also April Fool's Day. It's the 1st of April. So I think this time in the podcast, I'm going to do a little bit of a silly episode, I guess, and go through some of the silliest or most ridiculously long or long-winded stupid titles for anime that we've got. I think I've mentioned this a few times in the podcast that as anime seems to kind of grow and the library starts to grow, there's this kind of growing trend of titles being so, so long. Like they become like a novel in themselves to describe the show. And I thought I'd go through some of the ones I found online that could be just as ridiculous as they are. And some of them are ridiculous for them being super long, but some are ridiculous because they just don't describe the show at all. And yeah, let's see what stupid, silly, ridiculous, fun anime names we've found. And some of these you'll obviously be able to watch on Crunchyroll, so you can start your free trial, as mentioned at the start of the show, down in the footer, in the podcast description, in the show notes, all that stuff. Find it down there and start your free trial and dive into all this anime today. So these aren't in any particular order per se, this is just kind of how I discovered them and made a note of them. But the first one is an isekai and it's called Do You Love Your Mom and Her Two-Hit Multi-Target Attacks. So that's the full title and this one is an isekai with a slightly more family twist. So this one is Matsuo Osuke is an average teen when he finds himself caught up in a government scheme and is transported into a game world. Although this is like a lot of gaming isekai, you know, I'm sure you can list them off very quickly, but Matsuo is surprised to find that his mother is there with him. So this one looks very fun. It looks kind of like, if I'm honest, it looks a lot like any other isekai, but I love an isekai. I love the idea of just escaping into a world where nothing really truly makes sense from a realistic point of view, but I kind of love that, and I think that's the reason why I love anime quite a lot. In general, when I look at some of the themes, it kind of all kind of sits along a similar theme. But during this adventure, Matsuo quickly discovers that she is one of the most powerful people in their new game-like world, and it does kind of allude to that kind of fact that obviously his mom does have a two-hit multi-target attack, so very powerful. So it doesn't give too much away in terms of story, but it does sound really, really fun, and it does have a fairly ridiculous and long name. So if you are into looking for a ridiculously named isekai, definitely check this one out. So like many on this list that you'll start to see, there is a little bit of a trend of most of the titles being kind of questions. And one on this list is it wrong to try and pick up girls in a dungeon? And this one, if I'm honest, I'd not heard of this one. However, I do think I might be adding this to my list once I get a little bit of space. But you'd be right to assume that this one kind of is one of those anime that it gets one season and then it's kind of done. However, this one has had 4 seasons, 3 OVAs and a movie. So this one's really, really popular. And I just not heard of it. But this one is, it's kind of, it's a lot of fan service in this one. So, you might want to kind of look past that. I kind of do, because there's a lot of boobs just swinging around the place. But the story centers around the journey of Bell Cranel, a young man who dreams of becoming the world's greatest adventurer. After teaming up with the goddess Hestia, he works to make that dream a reality, and together the two team up and traverse the land, making new friends and discoveries. It looks very fun, it looks very action-packed alongside the fan service. So once you kind of look past that, it looks very fun, it looks very, obviously very dungeon-themed. I love a dungeon, kind of a little bit like, kind of like Solo Leveling, you know, it's kind of that dungeon aesthetic to it, kind of oldie worldy more than Solo Leveling, but it looks very fun. This one's got a lot to dive into as well. Like I've said, it's got 4 seasons, 3 OVAs and a movie, so a lot to dive into to this one. So definitely check this one out. So the next one on this list is one that I watched and actually I really, really loved, and ended up finishing it really, really quickly. This one is The World's Finest Assassin Gets Reincarnated in Another World as an Aristocrat. So it's a mouthful of a title. So this is obviously why it's on this list, because it's a huge, ridiculous title. It could have just been Reincarnated Assassin, maybe something really short. But hey-ho, they went for the full mouthful. But this is an isekai that I watched the first couple of episodes of, thinking it would be kind of the ones where I would enjoy it in between other seasons. I'm watching other anime kind of break up the week a little bit. But I loved it, and the animation helped. The animation on this one actually is lovely. It's really nice to look at, and it has a little bit of some CGI in there, but it's not off-putting. But it's really, really fun, and it's a 2021 isekai series that combines the kind of typical fantasy tropes with the isekai series with kind of a mystery, suspensey kind of theme to it. And the story follows Lu, I can't remember if it says Lu or Luh, Lu, L-U-G-H, who once was the world's greatest assassin in his previous life, and after his untimely demise, he is reincarnated by a goddess, and she gives him, like, a new chance at life, she has a task for him to perform. So he must use his abilities to slay the hero of his new world that she's sending him off to, and she kind of has this, she's been doing this for, like, millennia to try and get this to happen, and everyone's kind of failed until he comes along. So now reborn in a magical world, Lu must prepare himself for a mission of a lifetime. However, his new world runs by a completely different set of rules that he's used to, so sharpening his skills that he once had so carefully honed won't be easy. This one is probably one of my ones that I would say definitely check this one out. It is so, so fun, and I love the goddess character. She's kind of like very playful, very youthful and fun, so definitely if you're only going to check out one on this list, this is probably going to be my one that I enjoyed one of the most. So make a note of this one. One of the next ones on this list is probably one of the most ridiculous on this list, purely because of... Do you know what? You'll see. So this one was from the Summer 2023 series, and this was one that was really, really hyped up, but if I'm honest, I never brought myself to watch it. And this one is Reborn as a Vending Machine, Now I Wander the Dungeon. And this one is a story that begins with a vending machine enthusiast meets an untimely and ironically themed demise after being crushed by a vending machine. He then reawakens to find he's been reborn. So yes, it's another isekai. However, he doesn't reincarnate into a magical being or a powerful monarch or anything like that. Instead, he's been given the life of a sentient vending machine. So now, with the help of his new allies, he must traverse this new world and try to learn how to make it in this new, strange vending machine themed form. And this one is one that it's so fun. Right, it pokes fun at itself, it pokes fun at the isekai tropes of, you know, you're reborn, this new world, you have magical powers, but this time, look, you're a vending machine, and you're sentient, you know, it's fun, and it's crazy, and this is one I think we're coming up to summer, and let's have some light, fun-hearted, summer-themed, summer-ready, fun anime, and why not a vending machine-themed one to start? If you're a gamer, much like me, then why not check out Razer? You can find a bunch of accessories from mouses, keyboards, headsets, mouse mats and more to the bigger stuff like gaming laptops and desktops. Over on Razer website, link down below, you can shop a whole host of gaming accessories from the Chroma range, which is all colourful, which is my favourite stuff, to more sleek black stuff, including even their own merchandise, clothing, bags and accessories. There's something for everyone. The link is down below for you to check out and shop. So now we've kind of taken a look at some lengthy, mainly isekai focused anime that have these kind of ridiculous titles. I want to go through some that are a little bit quicker, a little bit faster, to kind of go through and show you a side of anime that is ridiculous as some of the shows we watch are, title-wise. So some of these are utterly ridiculous. Some of them are... Some of them, there's a reason why they're on, like, subreddits and stuff. But let's go through them. Let's go through some of these ridiculous titles. And, yeah, let's go through. Let's start off with number one. So number one, we've got, I want you to make a disgusted face and show me your underwear. Yep, that's right. So this is an OVA, and it's exactly what I said. So it's apparently girls showing off their undergarments while looking thoroughly disgusted by the person who requested it. So I don't want to watch this anime. It's just not for me. It's just not up my street. But it does fit the theme of this episode of ridiculous sounding anime, and that just sounds one disgusting but also ridiculous. There's one called Butt Attack Punisher Girl Gottaman, and despite being a Christian, Mari Amachi ends up making a deal with Buddha in order to save her kidnapped friend. Said deal transforms her into a magical girl of sorts called Butt Attack Punisher Girl Gottaman. And you know what? At least the title for this one is very clear on what you get on the tin. But I mean, that I just know that that's got a lot of fan service in that anime. You can just know straight off the bat. The next one is called Yuru Yuri For Whatever Reason, Never Ending Heart-Throbbing Pitter-Patter Paradox Eternal. So very, very long. Don't know. That is just, there's so many extra words in there that just don't need to be. But for whatever reason, this single episode special in which Chinosatsu's drawing come to life has a title that truly never, ever ends. So this one, yeah. This one just really doesn't give you anything, but this one for some reason was just a single episode special, so don't really know much about it. I kind of found it hard to find a lot about this one, but yeah, I don't know. It's fun. It's a fun title, right? And another fun one is Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo. Yep, that is the title of an anime. And this one, it's an actual description. It says, if Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo had a normal title, that wouldn't suit its bizarre aesthetic. So this one is, it's ranked as number 2 of in 50 of the weirdest anime shows of all time. And it's kind of, it's an anime that looks like it's pokes fun at every different trope of anime that it possibly can. It's as loud as it possibly can be and as bizarre as its name suggests. The next one on this list is All Purpose Cultural Cat Girl Nuku Nuku Dash. So this one looks, again, I've never seen this one. I can't say I have. I can't say I will. But it looks like a very 90s, early 2000s aesthetic anime. So big up for that one. That's great. But a mysterious girl named Nuku Nuku appears one day with no memory of where she came from. Though she seems like a domestic angel, she creates chaos and confusion wherever she goes, only some of which is caused by actually her. So interesting. Sounds almost like a memory loss kind of anime, so could be interesting. Don't think I'm going to watch it, but it's a fun title for the episode. Another one on this list is kind of, looks like it's nothing but slaps and giggles, right? It's called Shimanenta, a boring world where the concept of dirty jokes doesn't exist. And if you Google this one, you'll see a screenshot from the anime of two characters wearing pants as masks. And this one is as bizarre as you kind of expect this premise to be. It's just as weird. So it's Shimanenta. I can't say it. This one takes place in a society where anything remotely obscure or lewd is forbidden. So the government even forces its citizens to wear special devices around their necks in order to ensure their chastity. But a masked criminal known as Blue Snow attempts to liberate society by spreading lewd material amongst the people. So this one sounds like a very fun, very, not particularly rude, but particularly fun as in like a dirty joke kind of. It's a dirty joke in an anime, right? It sounds kind of fun. It looks fun. Don't think I'll add it to my list, but it does sound really fun. So the next one on this kind of little thread that I found is called My Next Life as a Villainess, All Routes Lead to Doom. And this one, if I'm honest, I think I will add this to my list. It does sound really fun. So this one follows a girl who is reborn in the world of an otome game she used to play as a kid. However, she doesn't get the ride that she kind of wanted. So however, the character she's reincarnated into happens to be the game's villain, and Katarina Klaas, something like that. But Katarina. So it sounds fun. This one, if I'm honest, does sound right up my street. I'm not going to lie. It's got a goofy name, but it does sound like a goofy anime that I will check out once I've finished some more. More of like the top hitting anime, the ones I really need to hit off my list before the next season starts. But this one, if you're into isekai, essentially this whole episode was for you. If you're wanting fun isekai anime, definitely do check these out. I know some of these on the list are very silly, right? I know the ones, especially in the back end of this episode, was ridiculous. But I think that's sometimes the fun of it. The fun of anime is this kind of really diverse, really niche, and then really popular. And then that area in the middle where ridiculousness is just born and bred and loved. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. If you did actually check out any of this anime on this list, do find me on social media, let me know, and I'd be excited to know which ones you did like in this list. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Chibi and Chilled Anime Podcast. Thank you so much for every listen and download. It really does mean a lot to me. Thank you so, so much. From one weeb to another, thank you. Please do leave a rating and a review on the podcast platform that you're listening on this to. It really does support the show. It only takes a few seconds and it's free. I cannot ask. If I ask one thing of you, I'd ask that. Please do leave a rating and a review. Even if it's not great, please let me know. You know, it's even a bad one. But bad press is always... what's the saying? Any press is good press, I guess. Oh, that rhymed. So A rating and review would be great. It really does support the show, so thank you so, so much for whatever kind of review you do leave. Sometimes finding a birthday card or an occasion card can be a boring task. However, I have some anime-themed cards on my thoughtful.co.uk creator profile, which is found in my links on social media. Over on Thoughtful, you'll find a bunch of anime-themed cards, such as Studio Ghibli Happy Birthday cards and more, with my range being updated regularly. Each card is processed by thoughtful.co.uk, with shipping being fast, quick and efficient. You can shop my anime-themed cards over on my Instagram, with my links being over on there. Just search Chibiweeb Anime and you'll find me. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. It really does mean a lot. Please do leave a rating and a review down below. It really does support the show and it's free to do. I'll see you next time. I'll see you next Friday. Have a great weekend. If you're a subscriber or if you're thinking of subscribing or starting the free trial on Apple Podcasts, I'll see you on Sunday for the next episode of the Chibi Piece exclusive Apple Podcast exclusive episode on Sunday. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.